to do this. All right. I scaled Everest in a day and left my trash at the top.
I made a full-scale model out of Legos and Pop Rocks.
I invented gravity in my sleep as a baby.
When I was 2, I correctly diagnosed that you're crazy.
Star Wars is based on my first finger painting.
I wrote the screenplay for Conan while I was ice skating.
I had a higher score than the last Starfighter.
I blew up the Death Star with a Zippo lighter.
I talked to Burt Reynolds every night by walkie-talkie.
Stroker Ace was based on
the Nobel and the
Oscar for my I feel like that.
I was appointed the Pope.
No, I put the ding at the end, so I changed it just enough.
Got it.
Right, we'll explain it in court.
Welcome.
I love that song that you chose to lead us in.
It was great, right?
It's wonderful. Good choice that you're going to make tomorrow.
No, I did it right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean right now.
You're acting like you know how this works. You don't know. Anyway, welcome
to
the Black and Tan Show.
Black and Tan Show.
I'm black. He's tan.
I'm tan.
Find that guy at XX Hoax XX. Ooh, I haven't said that in a while.
It's hard to say. It's like a tongue twister. Say it quick. Hoax. Three times quick.
XX.
Quicker.
No.
Okay.
You find me at New School Geek, wherever. You can find us on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Black and Tan Show.
Actually.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I didn't create it.
I made a link to our podcast on Facebook,
that was great.
Snapchat.
I saw that. Yeah.
Because that's it's a new feature. You can make like little snap code, little pictures and links.
Sure.
So I'll be sending that out. And
Snapchat's already way too advanced for me.
Dude, it's pretty dope.
It's dope though. I like it. Anyway.
You better like it.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
The third show.
This is the third show back.
It's really happening now.
So.
Get used to us.
We're back and we're here to stay.
Anything going on? Well,
at least for today.
First, before we just talk about like what may be going on in the world
what
today,
may or may not be going on.
We just did a hot you're going to hear us exasperated.
Yeah.
That's a good word. You're going to hear us a lot of oohs and ahs,
some muted burps.
We just did our own little hot sauce challenge.
It was a huge hot sauce challenge.
Oh my god.
That
you know, Tan won.
Yeah, I won.
He won King of the Universe.
I don't feel like I won. My mouth doesn't feel. It's still burning.
You'll feel it in a couple of days, like you won. Not tomorrow. Yeah. Not maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
I feel like I got fooled into eating a bunch like extra hot sauce. Because,
you did.
Yeah.
As long as I didn't have to do it, I didn't. There was a certain point where I didn't care who won.
Yeah.
I just knew. Like if you just told me, Aaron, drink the milk one more time, I was gonna drink the milk.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I wish I knew that.
Well, you took that other wing.
That was ridiculous.
You took the second wing.
If you guys want to see that happen, we did a Facebook Live. It was on Black's Facebook page.
But I will share it.
I will, sir. Okay, so I won the King of the Universe card.
King of the Universe, man.
So head rub? That's part of the deal.
That's part of the deal, dude.
I feel like it should be on video, though.
Well, one day maybe it will be. But
you got the headset on because you're making sure this sounds good.
I mean, I'm sorry.
So I can't. I see you have a little. I feel like barrier people don't. People you built don't, a wall on your head.
People don't understand how much a head rub hurts.
Yeah.
It's like
not
it's like
physically
that's the direct link to your male ego.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And it's like you're not even giving them a noogie. It's like a soft noogie.
Yeah.
To where you're just like you feel that.
It's like an open face punch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like a slap with the back of your hand.
It's like,
and you just have to allow it.
It's a slap in slow motion repeatedly.
Oh man!
And it's not painful. It's not.
It's not. It's. I mean, it's painful.
It's not painful physically.
It's painful emotionally,
and your ego. But basically, we've been doing this for a while. The King of the Universe card.
Oh wow! Maybe I mean, can we say like 20 years?
Probably.
It's been like 20 years.
It's
this
been
King of the Universe.
It's been missing for a minute.
It's been missing. I'd say it's been on. It's been MIA for 7 years.
19 years. We did it 1 year.
We did it 1 year.
Yeah.
No, but that was. I mean, it was laminated. It was legit.
Yeah. And then it got lost.
And then, throughout, you know. Your 20s.
Throughout the moves,
Throughout your 20s, I mean, a lot of off-the-wall shit happened.
I'm going to kiss it right now if
you
don't mind.
You should.
It's just a playing card.
I'm so mad.
That shows that I'm King of the Universe. See if we can get that on.
You know what it feels like? It feels like, you know, when your favorite team just, like, loses whatever your sport is.
Oh, you mean like the Packers?
Oh,
losing
there you
to, the,
go. Yeah.
to the Falcons,
yeah.
kind of like that. Yeah,
yeah
I know how that
it feels like that.
It feels like
losing your fantasy team.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like... The Lakers losing to the Celtics. Mm-hmm. It just, it hurts.
What about the Supersonics?
The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Oh, okay. Yeah, you thought it was a good day. Fucking good cute, day, son. Anyway, let's peruse what's going on nowadays. Right
let's,
now,
let's not.
Why?
It's been perused ad nauseum. So, all right, fine. Let's peruse.
Well, I mean, we could talk about what do you got? What do you got, sir?
Well, before we get into everything that's been perused, because I mean, obviously,
the world has been perused.
The it world has been. Is being it's been perused touched right now. A I lot. Feel like I can't. You know, look at my phone or my computer.
A lot of people are touching the topics that that you want to talk about.
Yeah. So, I mean, before we get into all that, because we'll mention it.
I'm sure.
Of course.
I'm sure.
Run the Jewels.
Okay. Run the Jewels.
Run those Jewels. Run the Jewels is a hip-hop duo.
I know.
I'm telling the people in case they don't know. If you don't know, Run the Jewels is a hip-hop group. It's Killer Mike. You may or may not be familiar.
Oh, you better know Killer Mike.
LP. Sure. EL-P.
Oh, word.
Yeah, LP. He's the white portion.
Okay.
They're kind of like Black and Tan, but rappers.
Ooh, okay, nice.
Except okay. He's not tan, he's just white.
Just white.
Yeah.
But like, it's like a Guinness.
I shouldn't say just white. He's white. He's 100% white.
Is and, that anything? That's not really anything. Like, what? I feel like it's weird when you say like, oh yeah, well he's white. But someone else has to be like, you know, African-American. It's weird. I don't just go up to people and say like, oh, you're Irish-American.
Right.
You know, let's talk. No. But anyway, continue. It's fine. Talk.
I don't even know what...
I'm talking about names and shit.
Everyone gets offended with something. I don't know.
I mean, it's not really, you know, there's just a context. It's, you know, I don't get offended for shit. Unless you look at me in the face or you're being racist and not giving me something because, you know, I'm black or I'm a man.
I wanted to
or
save
whatever.
The racism for the end of the show, but
I know
we already got it. It's all good.
We should
know that it's coming up front and then we should at the top of the show and probably towards the middle.
I mean,
close
I
to
swear
the end.
We talk about other stuff too sometimes.
Yeah, we talk like in between. But before I want to talk about racism because because I thought of something
that, butter?
That I'm sure has been talked about already. But,
What are we talking about?
But Run the Jewels. Let me get this out real
quick. Get it out.
They're fucking
out.
Awesome.
Shut it out.
If you don't listen to Run the Jewels, start listening.
Okay. Are they paying us to say that? Or are you just find it in your heart to say that?
They're paying us. It's not monetary, but they're paying us in amazing music.
Okay. I like that.
And we're paying them to
support
go see
the
them.
Arts.
Yeah. We're going to go see them perform tomorrow at the Shrine in LA.
Nice.
I'd say come out, but going with Neil Kahn.
Nice.
Neil Kahn, the alien. And they're fucking awesome. We saw on YouTube that, because they have a song with Zach De La Rocha.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Rocha. Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine.
That's what I was going to say.
He's on a couple of their tracks, actually. So one of the videos on YouTube is from a show like a week or two ago. He showed up at the show and like did his part of the song. Mm. So he lives here, I'm pretty sure, according to Wikipedia.
Where's here?
At 3 in the morning, L.A.
Oh, okay.
So
not everybody knows.
Yeah.
I'm just letting people know. As far as they're concerned, we're just in their ears.
I completely understand. I'm just assuming everyone for some reason knows that...
that we're in L.A.
Yeah. Well, didn't I say the Shrine in
La
L.A.?
La La Land.
The Shrine in L.A. Yeah. So he, I think he lives here, so if he shows up, that'll be fucking awesome.
No, that'd be amazing. Did you ever go see Chappelle?
Yes!
Yes! How was that, dude?
Chappelle was amazing.
He's always life changing.
Yeah,
I feel like he's that's just how he is.
It was first of all it was right up the street. Mm. I mean, you can see the place if you look out the window, Club Bahia, and we're lucky. There's a huge line to get in.
Okay,
it's a fucking Latin club.
Okay,
so
hey.
First of all, it's like what?
You gotta go underground before you can make it big. Apparently,
so he's notorious.
Started from the bottom.
He's notorious for performing at this Latin club.
Okay, and you knew that,
and we knew this. We saw it on Yelp. We're like, oh shit, we gotta catch him next time he comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, okay, let's keep an eye out. Driving past there one time, I think Neil Kahn saw a huge line, and then on the sign says Dave Chappelle, and then of course it's fucking sold out. Humongous line. Like, great.
As soon as the name goes up, you should have already known.
If the name's up, it's already sold out.
Oh yeah.
So we're like, fuck, missed it. So we went to the club website, got on the mailing, the whatever email blast fucking spam list, and they didn't send shit. But I happened to just check.
You just now heard about it. Yeah. Everybody else done heard about it.
How do you sign up for a fucking newsletter? Don't get anything, but you don't sign up for everything else and you get a million messages. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Amen.
But
2017.
Yeah. So They didn't send shit, but okay. I just happened to fucking...
look out your window.
Yeah, right? Just listen there. They're putting a sign up. I checked the Ticketmaster website. I'm like, let me see when Dave Chappelle's going to be performing. Tomorrow!
Ooh.
When I checked. And
nice.
So it was tomorrow.
Okay.
Which would have been Wednesday, and then also Thursday he was performing.
Did he do the classics?
He did no classics.
Nice. Hey, new shit.
He did.
That shit's been all around new a while. Shit.
A lot of it was about Trump. This is right before Trump. It was the 19th. It was the night before the inauguration.
Like when everything was still good.
Everything
like when
was,
the world was still innocent and pure.
Yeah, everything was less bad.
Okay.
I like to put it.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever your point
of
view is.
But it's not that bad.
Making America great.
Like,
again.
I feel like if I had voted for Donald Trump, this would be the time where I would say, no. Okay, I'm not going to say I fucked up, but he tricked me. Right. I got bamboozled.
Right. And if you didn't get bamboozled, it's like, oh, so this is right along with your feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy,
know.
Man.
It just, there's such a crazy cast of characters in there.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I feel like if we start talking about that, it's going to be the rest
let's
of the
not,
show.
Let's not. They already know about it. They're either for or against and living their lives.
Dude.
We've got plenty to talk about.
It is bringing people together.
It
He's
is.
He's making America great in a sense that...
That's crazy how that's happening, right?
A ton of people who completely disagree with what he's doing are banding together, showing each other compassion... And
like Muslims?
That's amazing.
Me, you not, last time you saw Aaron with a Muslim? It was a long time ago. But now, every day.
I'm now Muslim?
All the time. Now I'm Muslim.
I'm Muslim. They just, they wrote me an email saying I gotta leave soon. But
you know, you would have asked me five years ago, hey Aaron, Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, yeah, all right.
That was
but
the
now,
question? Mexicans?
Yeah, just Mexicans,
Aaron.
Question mark.
Mexicans? What about Mexicans? Just
like,
Mexicans.
Just Mexicans.
Mexicans.
And now I'm like, you know, I feel like they're endangered. I feel like I got to protect them.
Yeah.
I feel like they're like a Finding Dory fish.
You don't live in LA.
But
I mean,
I see plenty of Mexicans. I'm still in California.
Right.
I love Mexicans.
Mexican
food is the cheapest food, and soon it's going to be the most expensive.
Yeah. Right?
Duh, fuck.
Luckily, we all know how to make it. You just get a tortilla.
But you don't make it. But you don't make it good.
I don't.
You need.
I know.
You need a Mexican grandma, an abuela, if you will, to pass it down to your
La
moms.
Abuela?
Or madre.
Mm-hmm.
For a Spanish
mamacita?
Speaking.
Mamacita.
Okay. And then
they pass it on
to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need. You can't just, you know, go and make it. You know, I go to Food Network and make burritos.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be good.
That's true. But they're edible.
They're edible. Yeah.
It'll,
just like Taco Bell.
You'll get those nutrients in.
You're like, let's get Mexican food. Let's get an enchilado.
Mexican
that's
food.
That's what you would make.
That's like real Mexican food is going to be outlawed in about a week.
No, it's not going to be Tex-Mex. It's just going to be Tex.
Yeah. Let me get the Tex-Mex.
What
Sorry,
do we
we're
do?
Out of Mex.
What do we do?
Fresh out of Mex.
I'm just saying. If I don't see a Mexican like tomorrow, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Racist? Not. Side note. Racist. Okay.
I mean, I think that's full note. I think that's all we've been talking about.
That's just the note.
But that's fine.
They're kind of like... The whole situation with racism is kind of like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone.
Okay.
In that, when Buzz is telling him about like the scary old dude who has the shovel with salt.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, that guy murdered his family and he put him in the trash can. Oh, shit. And he's looking out the window just like, oh, really?
Yep.
Like scared out of his fucking mind. Then he looks at the window like, ah!
Mm-hmm.
Terrified.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going on. That old guy with the salt. Black people. Or Muslims.
Okay.
Or whoever
you're scared of.
Right. Whoever you're scared of and don't know shit about and
okay.
someone told you some shit.
Yeah.
And you don't verify it and you just buy it.
But guess who's going to save you from the fucking wet bandits?
Exactly.
Son.
Once you talk to him in church.
You know? Exactly.
You go hit him up and they go, shit.
And
you're still scared.
Yeah.
And he recognizes.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He recognizes you're scared.
Yep.
And he you know, he bridges the gap and he reaches
He'll
out.
He'll even pick you up off
He'll
of that hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, just take you to the
He'll
ponies.
He'll pick you up off of the hook.
That's us. That's black people.
That you got yourself
or,
into.
Or Muslims.
You got yourself into
Mexicans.
A mess. here comes the old black man with the shovel.
How do you pick, like, not to hate some, like, to hate someone? I feel like that's so weird.
How do you pick not to hate
someone? Like, how do you pick to hate someone? Like, why pick Mexicans who give us so many beautiful things? Or Muslims who give us so many beautiful things?
There's so many
people to hate on.
Here's where you made your first mistake. Okay. You're coming at it rationally.
Okay.
Yeah. So that right there, you're not going to get it.
Okay, let's flip this on its ear and talk alternative facts.
You're not going to get it, Aaron.
I feel like people will think that we're news now. We're basically me Black and Tan Show is basically Fox News, where we say some shit that means shit. We say some shit that don't mean shit, but we say it with a straight face.
That's true.
If you choose to believe it, guess what? It's the truth.
We're gonna switch. Right? We should switch. We should be like we should be Breitbart Report.
Okay.
And Rush Limbaugh, and then we'll switch over to like Occupy Democrats.
Hi.
And
welcome. I don't even know how they start their programming.
I don't know.
Hey.
It's probably like...
Welcome. Don't you want to make America great again?
Heil someone.
Heil President Bannon. Fuck, dude. There's
been some pretty funny memes about that.
I'm sorry, is that just me? No, sorry. So, I feel like I can make fun of it a little bit.
I mean, it's so hard to sift through all... There's so much shit flying around, like...
But it's all... I mean... But you know the reals. You're a learned person.
I feel like the craziest shit that's out there is the shit that's true. The shit you're like, this can't be like, true. That's
not
the true shit.
I'm not going to say that politicians aren't... Politicians are politicians all of the time. I was very happy about Barack Obama. I mean, let me be happy because he was black and I'm black. The first time it's happened. Mm-hmm. Just let me be happy about it.
I'm happy he's mixed.
Exactly, right?
He's the first mixed president.
Hey!
Thank you, right?
He's leaving a little bit of white in there.
We should get him on the show. Be black and double tan.
Tan.
Black not and just tans.
Ooh, black and tans. I don't know if you can handle that. What's that, like a shot of Grand Marnier on top of a black and tan? Anyway.
That'll equal two black guys and one... Okay, yeah.
This dude's bananas. This is how I feel. I feel like people... Everyone from you know, people who share space and time with Donald Trump to people who voted for Donald Trump. I feel like everyone wants, like, no one wants to admit that they fucked up. So they all double the fuck down.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. So even now it'll be like you could talk to someone who voted for Trump and I've only seen these things on the news.
Right.
I haven't seen these things with my own eyeballs, but they are reputable sources like fake news CNN. Anyway, when you see people and they're like, well, you know, I wouldn't mind genocide happening again. I mean, we got to get these Mexicans out of here somewhere.
Wait, you didn't? That's an example.
No,
you
swear to God, I saw that. And I was like,
wait.
The fuck?
Somebody said genocide is
Someone cool. threw the word genocide out there like...
Like in a positive light?
Like, it's okay.
Who was this?
Well, I don't know who they were.
Oh, this...
They were, you know, they were under the guise of just being a Trump supporter and wanting to make him... But, you know, when you hear a lot of bad shit about people, you get scared.
Yeah.
And you want them to get the fuck out of here. But it's weird that's our generation, that's our now, where there's so much information that, oh, well, I'm getting information, I bet it's real.
Yeah,
but guess what? It ain't. Look at your sources. I'll trust Teen Vogue before I trust some fucking Breitbart shit.
Teen Vogue has some good articles.
Just at least they're journalists.
Yep,
that's my big reputable. Thing. At least
reputable.
You're a journalist. Yeah. You're not just like black and tan saying, "Hey, Mexicans, who needs them?"
We're just regurgitating all kinds of shit.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. It's hard to keep up with. Mexicans. Like I there's the we know about 2% of what's going on. We know about 2%.
I feel like what we think we know is a whole percent more than what Donald Trump knows.
Yeah, probably.
Because he has a good brain and he doesn't need the briefings.
His dad was arrested at a KKK rally. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was arrested. I mean, they wouldn't really say, like, you know, if he was wearing the hood, if it was well starched.
But why is that crazy? Like, I don't understand why you can't just, hey, it happened. Like, it happened in America.
Yeah.
There were parties for lynching. You've seen those pictures where there's like one or two black people hanging off a tree and a whole community of fucking people
gathered
who are like, it's like the carnival.
Dude, it's war tactics. It's dehumanizing and it's just a complete destruction.
It's what it is.
It's a brainwashing, really. You know, and people get behind it. The thing about that is it's hard to combat, because once someone, you're raised from like day zero, and you're
to
told
believe a certain
to believe, not that it's an excuse, because at a certain point you're an adult and you need to fucking understand what your actions and thoughts are doing, but it's I can see how hard of a thing it is to break, because hey, you're better than other people for reasons that no one controls, really.
You know, is it weird? Okay, I'm just gonna, I promise. I mean, I don't, listen, you're listening to Black and Tan. If you're,
is
if
this
you're,
Black and
if
Tan?
You're weird about some
what,
shit going
supposed
on in the
to
world,
be funny at
turn
some
this
point?
Shit off. Anyway, I'm just saying like shit like, okay, they didn't remember. Okay, so it was like Holocaust, like Memorial Day, you know, where it was just like a remembrance of what happened, so that it'll never happen again.
Well, the Holocaust didn't happen,
And they didn't even bring it up.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't bring up Jews. They didn't bring up Hebrew.
That's because I bet Bannon was probably like, my mom told me if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Right?
Word. Just won't say anything.
But then I like it because they always double the fuck down. So they'll be like, reporter will say, hey, you know, deputy chief, whatever his name is, Spicer. Hey, how come you didn't talk about Jews? And he's like, well, I mean, Clinton didn't talk about Jews. And I don't even know why, you know, Jews, they're here and they're cool. I didn't hear them saying shit.
This is
like, what?
It's like this administration, it's almost like some dad is trying to reunite with his son, or like connect with his son, so he throws him the keys to his fucking sports car.
Okay.
And this kid's behind the wheel and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's got all this power, he can just run people over. He's spiraling out of control, soon to crash into a wall.
Yeah.
I mean, all these people, like,
but the wall is the world and the car is the United States.
Yeah. And everyone's getting fucked.
Everyone.
This is day 11.
But you know what? I honestly believe in my, I always feel like I'm a very intuitive person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know that.
Very intuitive.
I guess songs before they come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that they were going to make Sex in the City 2.
Okay.
I saw that first one was coming the fuck out.
You're either very intuitive or you're a liar.
Okay.
One or the other. But or I would like to think you're intuitive.
I'm going to say intuitive because you can't prove the otherwise.
We'll see.
Okay,
we'll
anyway. See. Anyway. And I am saying this. He's not going to be President Trump for 4 years. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm looking at day 11 like, man, this is great.
It's like, you know, when
America,
you had,
is finally great. He has to, here's the thing. He wants to make America great again. There's so many steps in between, like, where we're at now in great.
He's
like,
erase them.
It's like,
suffrage?
Dude, we were pretty close to great. And now it's like, now we got to get to terrible.
Yeah.
We got to work our way up to terrible.
As far as
like how we look. And the actions we're doing.
Everyone's going to check us right now.
We have to work our way up to terrible, then up to, you know, okay, up to good. Then we can get to great.
Oh, man.
So.
But it's okay, because he's not going to have these 4 years.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the other dude. I even need to learn his name yet.
Pence, the guy who Trump didn't want as his vice president?
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's not your, supposed to be a best friend. He's just supposed to be the guy that, you know.
Unless it's Joe Biden. Because they was homies. They were like Craig and Smokey.
Yep.
Fuck. Bert and Ernie.
Man, that was...
Snuffleupagus
such
and
a
Big Bird.
A little bit of a different feel.
A little bit.
You know, I saw a billboard or something on a bus for a movie with Matt Damon coming out called The Great Wall. Is that just weird timing? Or is that like the Trump administration putting a movie together?
They're like, look,
dude. Hey!
Matt Damon was there. Okay.
Matt Damon said it's cool.
Wait, how do we... Your facts
That's
say that he shouldn't
timing.
Have been alive. Well, guess what? He is alive. What do you say now? Alternative facts. That's bananas. And then we all have to sit there like, all right.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't... I don't even like talking about it.
With no Chinese people in it. That's crazy.
It's like Paul Mooney on Chappelle's show. The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise.
I'm gonna make a movie called Last Nigga on Earth, starring Tom Hanks.
Oh, Mooney's the shit.
It was Mooney. Chappelle reference.
Oh, man.
Be happy about it.
Fuck. Yeah, Chappelle was the shit. I love having that memory. Remember, we saw Chappelle.
Yes.
We saw him for what, 2 minutes? One time?
I'd say even maybe like five.
Is it longer?
No, yeah. Well, I want to talk about this because I just want to see where you're at, okay, because I know the Packers aren't in it anymore. Super Bowl.
My lips are still burning from the hot sauce, by the way.
Right.
They're still burning. Anyway, go ahead.
I feel like I got punched in. I feel like I got in a real fight.
It was a real
fight. Like a real, like a me versus like five guys who didn't like me for a long time.
Five guys, burgers and fries?
Sure. It's hurt. My nose hurts.
Yeah.
It's.
You threw up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought I was cool. I was like, I'm good. I've had my milk. I've had. Maybe it was a combination of all the things I had poured down my gullet. I had beer and milk, and I think I took a shot and
basically
some orange
like,
juice and baking soda and it's fucking bananas.
It was like you're trying to remove gum out of your hair. You just pour all kinds of shit in there.
Just made a volcano.
It was like the scene from Dumb and Dumber where they're squirting all the shit.
Yeah.
Fucking ketchup and mustard in the air.
I've never been through a pain like that I've like been excited about putting myself through.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like... I'm glad I'm on this side of it. I'm glad I went through it, and I'm glad I know now I will never do that again.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest shit in the
world.
That
was dumb.
That must be how the guys from Jackass feel like every single time they do that shit.
Or they used to.
Yeah.
Now they're all kind of irrelevant.
That's true.
I mean.
Or dead. Actually, one guy died.
Is that too soon?
I don't know. But I mean, that's how you get yourself killed.
Being on Jackass?
Right. Doing crazy fucking
life-threatening
stuff.
Life's crazy enough, man. I'm still sweating.
I'm worried about this hot. I'm more nervous now because I know that I have a whole stomach full of hot sauce.
Ooh.
And I know it's.
See, I feel a little rewarded in knowing that I threw up some of it. Yeah. It sucked coming back up, man.
Yeah. But that's a smart
But not move. As bad as it did going down.
That's the smart move.
But I feel not completely cleared, but I feel good. I feel like me again.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a real person.
Yeah, again. I feel like I'm approaching me.
But you're not. You're gonna wake up and all that's gonna be if you're an AM shitter, it's gonna be a bad morning for you.
I'm gonna be tomorrow.
Oh man.
So that hot sauce was Mad Dog 357,000 Scoville.
I can
units.
Still feel it like a migraine.
I could feel every unit of that Scoville. Mm. Yep. Anyway, go buy that because I've made big pots of turkey. If you go watch the video on Facebook, it's gonna be on the page, but I think I mentioned that. I've made big pots of turkey. I put a drop in a pound or two of turkey. Mix it up.
And
when I take bites, it's still fucking spicy. I'm getting hot just talking about it.
So can I just, you know, we're getting, I don't like to call it political. I feel like it turns people off.
I feel like you can't not get, like when I see people not political on Facebook, I'm almost like, where the fuck you been? Like, what are you posting about? Like fucking dogs,
I know
I'm
seeing like Syrian refugees and Muslims not being able to come in the world and this wall we are going to pay for and you're posting food.
Yeah, it's always a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Every time.
I just assume
every
it is. Cuz obviously you ain't worried about shit.
Nope.
But anyway.
I had to post a
you
dog
do it,
I posted a dog video cuz I took a look at my feed and I was like, "Holy shit."
Yeah. It's all serious.
I basically look like Occupy Democrats. Like my whole page is just pure like this and that. I try to just stay informative, not throw in my 18 cents.
Yeah.
But
sometimes it happens.
You know, sometimes I'll
say something. It's your feed.
I like to throw it out there and just sit and see what happens.
Just fish.
It never fails. This one fucking guy.
What's his name? Say his name.
Alex Dufa.
Okay. Alex Dufa. D-U-F-F-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy,
I used to work with him.
Okay. I mean, you know, he's a chill guy, but he did make a comment about Mexicans. I didn't know if he was joking or not.
Oh.
But he was saying, I mean, I assume he's joking.
No, you said it right the first time. You hope he's joking.
I hope he is.
But he's not asking for your hope. He's saying it the way he said it.
He said, and this isn't, you know, he said it was on Facebook, so it's not like, you know, a secret.
Okay.
But what did I post? I put up, because I was feeling, actually, I just, one sentence, defiance is the root of Americanism.
Okay. Which it is.
That is a original quote.
Which it, fuck, is
by
it really?
Somebody else.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I was like, I've heard that. No, is that you?
I'm sure somebody said it before.
But you thought.
Like, I just thought of it at the moment. I put it up there. It's probably.
It really is.
I probably heard it in a movie or something.
Or on Dexter. But whatever.
It's probably a million places. Anyway, so.
Open your eyes and look at what you've done. Sorry, I love
that was the first episode.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, boy.
So, somebody said under that, they said, he was one of my comedian friends said that would make Mexicans very patriotic when they're hopping over the wall, you know, in defiance, mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay.
And then this guy said underneath that, he was like, yeah, that makes them really good or easy targets or something like that. He okay. said truth. And I was like, yeah. That's a joke, right?
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all,
I don't know.
Okay. So it's almost like there was a doctor. In some part, I like to say maybe she was from Wyoming or North Dakota, somewhere who they don't have a lot of black folks. Maine,
yeah.
I don't know if there are a lot of black people there that don't play football.
No.
We'll
check into it.
She said, she was like, "Oh, are they gonna bring slavery back? Because I could really use a maid."
Oh, and that was a, she was like kind of joking, but
yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like, hey. I'm a black dude, and I'm saying, hey, you should have ran that by one of your black homies first. I don't think that's going to be cool. Don't double down on it and say like, well, people are just being sensitive.
Right.
No, dude, because the very people you were just trying to make a joke with, it didn't land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I can say whatever the fuck I want, but if you don't think it's funny, then I'm just talking.
Right. That's the thing, because... I can laugh at anything. Word. Like a black joke.
You're Homer Simpson.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Word.
I'll laugh at anything if it's funny.
I'm Dr. Hibbert.
I wish I could do a Homer impression, but I can't.
Dough.
That's all I got.
That's good enough.
But yeah, if it anything is on limits.
Mm-hmm.
If it's funny.
Yeah.
Even if it's directly at me, if it's directly at someone, if there's that humor aspect, but then it's just like I feel like people who are racist, to me, it's like, oh, that's funny shit what you're saying. You just don't know how to be funny.
Yeah.
Almost. Well, you believe in that, and it might be funny to like a small group of racists, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they get around, you know, gather up in a garage maybe, or maybe a barn, and they start telling these jokes. It's like, it's hilarious. And then, you know, one of them thinks it can cross over to mainstream humor.
Yeah.
And then they just get kind of scowls like, that's
But don't get mad at people for calling you out on it not being funny.
Right,
that's
right.
my thing. Just admit, hey,
right.
I'm sorry. It was just a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like I say things sometimes. People don't laugh. I go, hey, it was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And I walk away.
If you're going to walk that line, then you better be falling on the side of funny.
You know, you can't say it with no understanding. And it's just, for me, it's anytime you're going to talk about a cult, like this is... Maybe we can just have a moment where we can, as people, just talk about being woke for a minute.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm,
this will
mm-hmm.
be our woke moment. And
woke-man.
It's not hard to come at people correctly if you don't know what you know a certain group of people is feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel like you shouldn't joke about it. For example, if you don't know
unless you're joking about
if you're yeah, if you're just you know, she was a doctor talking about slavery, and it seemed like she didn't really fucking get it, how crazy it was.
Yeah.
And by the picture, it didn't look like she cared, and that's why it wasn't funny.
Was she shrugging her shoulders in the picture?
Yeah, or? She's just like, weren't, weren't.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, I don't, you know, I got to feel that you understand.
Yeah.
That's why you can't say nigga all the time.
All the time.
I mean,
I was having a discussion about...
I like to give people a pass sometimes.
I was having a... It's all about the intention of how you're saying
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's all about the intention. Because words are just sounds that we utter.
But
just,
they're important.
They are.
Words are big.
We
you process
We apply them. The importance to them, and we individually decide if it's offensive or not. So nothing's... Just like in a lot of parts of Europe, they throw N-bombs around, hard ER on the end of it.
Okay.
It's not offensive to them. They're not saying it in an offensive way.
But at the same time,
at least
I say,
this is what I've been told.
But if I say,
hey, look at that N over there. No, no, we don't mean
but
it offensively.
If I say, if someone says it to me and I say, hey, man, that's cool. And you're just like, don't be such a nigger.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
The fuck did you just say, man? We're going to have to fight. So it's just know your audience. I think that's the bottom.
It goes back to the root of like
of
speaking, yeah, public speaking.
Know your fucking audience.
Yeah, know your audience.
Only do that shit in the backwoods.
And I love how people are like, oh, how come white people can't say the N-word? It's like, you can say
You've been saying it. You're the reason it's here. Like, fuck, man. Don't get mad because just like, because you're one of the good white people and you can't say it. There's shit you can't say. I can't go in a time machine before 1981.
Louis C.K. had a bit about that.
And you know what I mean? It's just like, shit, man. I can't do it. Yeah. I'm upset about it.
You mean when America was great?
When it was great. Hey, I can't just go. Like, if I went back to 57 and I saw a colored fountain and I saw a white fountain, I'd be like, this is a fucking joke. Until they were like, hey. You drink it out of my
this
fountain.
Is a fucking...
And then you go to jail and
I
shit.
Love how, like, you see pictures, the blacks only fountain, it's all run down. It's like they weathered it on purpose. Like, somebody hit that with a fucking 2x4.
They just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, making sure it's all rusted up.
They were just like, oh, some they need water.
Connected
one too.
To the toilets, yeah, so when it flushes,
like, here
it
you
comes
go.
Out.
It's water. Drink your water, nigga. Drink your water.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and you should be happy about it. Look what we gave you. We gave you water. We brought you here to drink this.
We didn't have to give no Negro. We didn't have to. I like saying Negro.
Yeah. So do you want it or do you not, Negro?
Negro. Because I don't even like saying it the other way, but.
That's some like, people do. I feel like the way that. I feel like Negro is like the worst way to say it. That's
why does
like,
it feel like the least.
Because it's the funniest.
Yeah, it is.
But it's just, you see some guy in like a Confederate cap. With like a Confederate tank top on, just like, hey, I didn't know there was niggers here. Not in a negative way. They're just, hey, I didn't know there were niggers here.
Like pure just inquisition.
Yeah, just like a little kid where they're like, hey, black people.
They're inquiring. Like, yeah. They're inquiring. And that's their word for black. I mean.
That's their word. Niggers.
We should have like a class in school called N-Bomb 101.
Yeah,
like,
or just.
Or like intro into N.
How come we can't have a chapter? Like. I feel like at least in our generation, it was like, okay, it's Black History Month. So Dr. Martin Luther King was great. Then March comes around and you're like, hey, so what was that about Dr. King? And you're like, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway,
we'll tell you
these
next
are the
year.
States.
No,
and
no,
so
no.
It's,
February,
just,
it's over. It's over.
Why can't we have a couple chapters? We've been around. Yeah. We've been a part of America.
Yeah.
There could be a Mexican chapter. Black people can have 3 chapters because, you know, slavery was shit. And fucking, you know, Chinese people had to build railroads and shit. And then white people get the rest. They get like 80%.
Right.
80.
Yeah.
We just get the rest. We don't get shit.
Why not?
I know George Washington Carver liked peanuts. And I know Martin Luther King won a Nobel Peace Prize. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I mean, there should be like an hour, like one class a week where it's just like, okay, just go surf on Wikipedia.
just type in like black people.
Yeah, just type. We'll start you off.
Yeah.
We'll give you, you know, slavery, or we'll give you N-word, or we'll give you something. But like 1 week it's black people, 1 week it's start you off there. Then they'll just organically you know, they'll have like 75 different.
But
tabs
that, I feel
open.
Like that's the problem is that nobody wants. Just it's like racism. I'm not racist.
The thing is,
where it's like I'm not saying you are, but you gotta understand that.
It exists.
You're a part of it too.
Yeah.
Just like I'm a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all a part of it because we're in America. That's just how it is, son.
It's like no black person, I feel, or probably very few Mexican people, Chinese, Muslim, whoever. I don't think they want to seem, well, I don't know, I'm sure some do, but for the majority, I would think and hope that they don't want to be better than anyone. We just would like to be equal, which I know sounds fucking ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But
expect me to pay women the same thing I'm making. I got a dick and shit.
I'm just one of those. I'm one of those.
It's crazy.
I got this dick. To
they
got to
worry about dicks and shit.
I'm just one of those people who I think we should all just
get along.
No, not get along. Okay. Fuck that shit.
I don't know.
No,
I thought you were pulling some Rodney King on us.
Yeah, no, we should all get along, and we should whatever we choose to do, and whatever you know our actions are. You know, we'll assess people based on that.
Unless you're the president.
Mean, yeah, unless you're the president, unless you're the
full circle,
the supreme chancellor of the world.
Man. I can't this is what's happened in the first like week and a half. I can't like a little part of me is giddy just to see like if I could flash forward like 3 weeks and just like
it's
oh
hard.
Shit, we didn't know shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're doing this.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Damn,
people are gonna be talking about this like, hey,
this is
so
history
grandpa.
Right now.
Like if you know our grandkids are gonna say you know. Oh, well, if I was there, I'd get a time machine and go back and slap fucking Donald Trump's mom and make her not have her.
Because I did that.
Shit's going to be crazy.
I did that, grandson.
Oh,
and that's why I'm missing an arm, but hey, I did it. And I'm in the history book. I've got two sentences.
They'll tell you a full fucking 3 pages on Donald Trump and a blurb about me, but I'm the most important blurb. 9/11, Tan, and the Cuban Missile Crisis.
In that order. We can either be really fucked or we can be really good. The thing is, like, the internet's helping. It's great keeping people aware of what's going on. We've seen this shit before. We've seen kind of the steps leading up to some real atrocities.
Yeah.
I like how, who was it, the Attorney General?
Sally Yates.
Yeah, she pulled a Rosa Parks, and she was like, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to the back.
Not today.
Not today, son.
Not today.
She guaranteed her spot in the history books.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's already on Wikipedia.
Is it?
Yeah. She,
nice.
It was like
I put it up
you
there.
Know, Sally Yates, you know, former U.S. Attorney General, and then it was like, and God. I was like, word.
Dude, that's
because you got, you know, you got to... It's like a meme that I saw.
And then he fired her like the next
day. Oh, yeah.
I was like, of
it's,
course.
It's like, you
You're
know,
fired. You,
I hope he did it like that.
I calls hope he her only, into the
thing. I hope he calls people into a big boardroom.
Tell me why you didn't listen to me. I can't do a Trump impression, but
I feel like you should get on your knees, loser.
It's like a John Travolta.
What? Yeah, I feel like a scummy John Travolta. Like a
you do what I say.
John Travolta. Maybe.
Neil Kahn could do a good Trump impression.
Oh, Neil Kahn. Do a good Trump over here. Just do it. Do it. Loser.
See? He didn't say anything, he did.
He just punched a black guy in the arm. Yeah, so he
just
did
punched
it.
Black.
That
so.
Was a good one. It was awesome, man.
Yeah. I hope this whole thing turns...
Blows over.
Yeah. I just... Hey.
Some
I
people don't want to take that pill, man.
Yeah.
That blue pill that gets you out of the Matrix.
At what point are we going to start making America great? I mean,
we're doing it right now. In the midst of everything that's getting chaotic, you know, we're marching, we're protesting. It's what we got to do. You just got to keep doing it. Because you know what? As soon as your dollars aren't in the world anymore and certain people aren't getting your money and they start knowing that you hate them, they'll start acting right.
No.
That's just all you can do. Or fuck them. Fuck them.
Yeah.
To quote Michael Dennis, my dad. Fuck.
It's good advice.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the greats.
He is. Okay.
You know, he kind of lost some of his mojo.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, in age, you know, sometimes you lose some of it.
Okay. That's
not
true.
Everybody's a Stan Lee. Sometimes
Excelsior.
Sometimes you peak, you know, he peaked maybe at 50.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And, better than me.
And how
I
old
mean,
now?
I feel like I peaked at like 16.
How old is he now?
Maybe like 59.
You peaked at 16?
I peaked at 16.
Just last year.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was great. Like, no time. Have you ever met a person that said high school is like the best time of their life?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I've met people. I may have even said it like, I wish I could go back to high school with what I know now.
Yeah.
But that's kind of different.
That's different. Yeah. Thinking like, oh man, like
high school is the best.
Like, do you have like I've got memories of high school.
Yeah.
Do I have like great memories? I got memories.
Yeah.
I'm more like
after high school, like the weekends of during high school.
Those are cool.
I didn't like high school itself.
Just
really.
All of it sucks. That's why like when my kids start going to high school, it's dad, this sucks, I know. We all gotta do this shit though. I don't feel bad for you. I'd do this shit too.
I remember getting...
I feel bad for nobody.
Speaking of high school, I got pulled into the office because they thought it was trafficking pornography.
I do remember.
I mean, I was, but no.
Well, no, you were trafficking self-part tapes.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that on like a super
Did we
talk?
Oh, shit.
This was like, this was year
it.
One, Black
oh,
and Tan.
Oh, wow.
Black and Tan, year one.
If you can go back and tell us which episode... Tan brought that up on, we'll send you
right.
Out,
well, those aren't even
an
available.
An invite
right now.
To one
I'll
of
make,
the marches.
I can make them available, but maybe. I don't know if people want to know about the early times. The
Guys, let us know. Email us blackandtanpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you want those old episodes
Ooh,
up.
Fuck, man.
Is that our email?
That's our email. I don't know if I'm ready to post those.
Yours is black@trumpadministration.gov.
Yes.
Is that still it?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
I don't have a problem saying it.
Black at. It's like, can we change that?
You know, we had a meeting. It was great. And he put me in charge of some shit.
Good.
So it was cool. It was like, awesome.
He put you in charge of white folk, right? He always picks like the wrong person to do shit. You pick like some lady who doesn't know shit about education or like right? has no experience.
Like, has never like
you're in charge of education.
Never even
now.
Sent her kid to a public school.
Yeah.
Hey, education. No. You
education. Hey.
Hey, black guy. You're a surgeon? Fuck it. Good.
All right.
You're what? It's got urban in the title, right? Housing urban. Yeah. Black guy. Housing you do that urban. One. Cool.
Make me a sandwich.
It's almost like when they're like, oh yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. was cool in the Rat Pack because, you know, he knew that everybody was racist. And you're like, that doesn't make it better.
Right,
it's still kind of bad.
It's, that makes it even
fuck,
worse.
Dude.
That makes it,
But they don't care. There are people who just want their spot, man, in the history books, famous or infamous.
I look ahead to like an end game with the current. Where is this leading us? This is leading every country
go,
with a wall to the fucking sky. Yeah. We're all in our little bubbles, fucking
man.
Bullshitting, going in circles. We will never get along this way. Never.
I don't know. I want to know what their real end game
who,
is. Not what they're like pretending to tell people, man. But I want to know like what like this Bannon guy.
Right.
What he's like, what he's thinking, like, okay.
This Bannon.
Like, I know what he's thinking.
He's like the
he's
Emperor
like
in Star Wars, the guy who's standing behind Darth Vader.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, oh, I just want to destroy. And you're like, yeah, but what are you going to do after? Well, it'll be destroyed, so we'll all figure it out after.
Right.
You're like, no, that's scary. I'm scared. Scary.
I would love. He's in charge
that was
now.
From Monster Squad.
Oh, okay.
That was Frankenstein from Monster Squad.
I need
scary.
To watch.
Scary. You've never seen Monster Squad?
We'll talk about
no.
that another episode. Is it on Netflix?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes, it fucking is.
Then I'll watch it. Only if it's on Netflix.
Oh my
is
God.
It in...
I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Oh.
You've never
no,
seen
no.
the monster... I don't even know if it's going to be good for you because you're not like a kid.
That's why I didn't watch it.
But it came out in like 81.
Did you tell me to watch it then?
Yes.
No, you did
yes,
not.
Yes, I did.
You just told me like 2 seconds ago.
No, I'm pretty sure nothing else I told you like a couple years ago.
You're pretty sure? Okay, a couple years ago. I was like 70
fucking,
a couple years
don't
ago.
Don't alternative fact me.
Hey,
it happened.
Hey.
Okay.
At what point would I have stopped enjoying it?
Like
when I was 8?
I don't know. When did you lose your innocence?
I
maybe like
yet.
13?
I haven't yet.
You
don't have your innocence?
Oh, mine's long gone.
Oh, shit.
I got
you want me to help you find it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
It's like Toodles finding his marbles, dude. I'm
you
good.
You find your innocence?
Fuck that.
Sounded homoerotic.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is, man. I got no problem. I defy labels. First of all.
That's Americanism right there.
Right? That's not good, though, right? Americanism's not bad. Not good. Isn't that nationalism?
I don't know.
And isolationalistism?
Populist?
I don't know, man. Let's just throw all these crazy words.
I don't know. I'll do wiki research tonight. I'll tell you on the next episode. Right now, my stomach is about to fucking set on fire.
That hot sauce, huh?
That
hot sauce,
That hot sauce, though.
Well.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow, there it is.
I feel like I kind of caught you you were about to say, like, are you going to say well?
I felt like it was there, and then it wasn't, and I was like, okay,
there
it is.
Oh, there was definitely, I played with the lever for a second.
You did, you were like,
whoosh. And then I pulled it. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us here on Black and Tan, the Black and Tan Show.
We're helping make America great again.
We couldn't do it without you.
G-R-A-T-E.
G-R-A-T-E. Oh,
like
not
how you
like...
Grate
oh,
cheese.
Okay, the cheese way.
Yeah, I feel like cheese. That's the way we're going.
Anyway, I'm Black, he's Tan. You can find me, New School Geek. You can find me anywhere. Instagram. You can find us on Black and Tan Instagram. You can find him at XXHokeXX. Instagram, anywhere else, too.
You can
I don't
find
know
me
why
on the
Instagram
toilet
was
tomorrow.
The first thing I said. Facebook, Black and Tan Show.
You can find me in a Lyft, not a Uber.
Oh, yeah, right? What are all the new hashtags now? Maybe we should
man.
Hashtag delete Uber.
Dude, by the time you say
hashtag
all the new hashtags,
boycott
new ones
Starbucks because they said that they were going to hire people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're a racist.
Yeah.
You might be a racist if.
I'm going to run for president.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
And I might not be like the vice, but can I be, you know, in charge of HUD or something?
You're going to be head of podcasts.
All right. I could take that.
That's how I'm going to... Trump has Twitter. I'm going to release all my announcements on podcasts. All
right. Word up, son. You got any shout-outs?
Yeah.
Who you got?
Laura out in Bulgaria.
Laura. Ooh, Laura
love
Bulgaria.
You,
what up, boo-boo?
Shout-out to Mad Dog 357 Hot Sauce.
Fuck that.
It was an experience. We lived through it. We're better men for doing it.
I don't know about better.
No, we're not.
Different.
No, we're not.
I'm different.
Yeah.
A different kind of dude.
We're much worse.
I'm like, you know, I'm a different kind of man.
Shout out to Neil Kahn.
The alien.
Over there. Neil Word. Kahn. He's our producer, I guess, kind of right now.
Shout out to Ghana.
Ghana.
I mean, I found out I was kind of Ghana. Ghanese.
You might want to find out how to say it.
Why? Nah, man.
I found out I was Ghana.
Nah, I just, we know. My fam
Steve
knows.
Steve Bannon.
Shouting out that dude.
Shout out to Bannon.
Shout out to Fuhrer Trump.
Heil Bannon.
Heil mein Fuhrer. Anyway.
He's probably listening. As soon as they say Bannon, they're like, sir, we've got someone.
Someone said your name. Whatever, fucking get me.
Well, these guys are funny. Are they white? One's black, one's tan, sir.
On the door, dude.
Bannon. All right, sprinkle some crack on him.
Bannon?
Sir, you did all the crack.
No. Grandma, no. Had to throw that one out there. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We love
Shout
you.
Shout out to Chappelle.
Oh, I mean, we were very Chappelle heavy. Shout out to Chappelle.
Shout out to Chappelle.
But find us where you find us. iTunes, Podomatic, all the good places. And we will see you, hear you, be with you, all those things.
Thank you for watching Jory Story.
Oh,
man. My dad is the president of our universe.
My dad stole the first lady's cherry and her purse.
I gave my son a stick and he built a time machine.
My son got Doc and Marty to make sure that's never been.
I used Audrey too as the lettuce in my salad.
I got those GMOs to guard the front door of my palace.
My car radio speaks Spanish and French.
Mine speaks to kid at car collector events.
I told Salvador Dali he should pay with his dick.
I told him put it in a box and he'll be making a hit.
I sold 1,000 VHS tapes of Iron Man 3.
I moved that flick off Flip Brook to the tune of 50G.
I saved Sigourney Weaver from another alien attack.
I brought her back an avatar and then I got her in the sack.
I wrote a War and Peace sequel on a napkin at Burger King.
I still catch up on your table another day.